Cheers to our second episode.
Cheers.
Welcome to Your Mom is a Podcast.
Episode number 2.
Thank you. If you listened to our first one, we had some good feedback and it was really exciting to share with our friends and family. So we're hoping to improve and get funnier and share more of our experiences with everyone.
Yeah, definitely appreciate you guys for listening. Thank you for all our family which didn't listen at all.
None of our family listened at all. Nobody. We have a Instagram page, so I posted it on Instagram and I sent it to a group of close friends. So I had a bunch of friends reach out and told me that they listened and they thought it was so cute and so funny, and I shared it with my two sisters, my brother, my mom, my son, Matthew, my daughter, Emma.
Why are you saying their names?
I'm calling them out. Wait. I feel like I let everybody down because our first podcast, we start with cheers, and I think I say like, oh shit, I spilled all over myself. I am going to be drinking the whole time on our podcast, and the first podcast we had, we were drinking a margarita, I believe.
You were already on the third or fourth cocktail. So
anyways, that's my roadie. So the margarita was my roadie. And it just so happens that this week, it's the same roadie.
It's the same roadie.
Margarita.
Because
we're hooked on tequila right now.
What's happened? Like, we have to finish the bottle or you have
we
to
keep
actually,
buying more bottles, though.
You have to actually say to people why we're drinking margarita.
Well, I just drink, period.
Oh, okay. Because you're on your period, that's why you drink?
I just ended my period.
Do you drink more if you're on your period?
No, I just drink, period. I go through phases of a cocktail that I like. And right now I'm on the tequila phase. But it'll change. And I hope to make different cocktails and share recipes with everybody. And if anybody wants to share a recipe with me, I will drink it on the podcast for you.
Yeah, okay, so you want to say what we're drinking today?
Yes, so our roadie today is a margarita, and I am drinking Reposado tequila. I did some fresh strawberries, lime juice, triple sec, and a little tajin rim. And I made for you a spicy jalapeno margarita. It is a jalapeno cucumber-infused tequila. Lime juice, agave, tajin rim.
Little ice.
Shake it, little ice. Delicious.
Put
goes
salt
down
on the
like
edge
water.
Like this tajin. I love it.
Yes.
I call it cajun. It's like my favorite Mexican, what is it called? Like
Señorita?
No, señorita.
Spicy and salty?
Yeah, definitely. I love it. I love this margarita.
Yeah. So anyways, we're going to have a roadie on every episode.
Cheers.
Last week, we talked about how we met each other and how our first impressions were, and we just kind of were getting our feet wet. So this week we're going to expand a little bit and talk about our tiny little age gap and people's impression of that and what our family thought about it.
Yeah, whoever doesn't know yet from the first episode, you can check it out, guys, here down on the left.
He has no idea where it's at. So I'm 16 years older than you. I didn't know how young you were. I assumed you were like maybe 34 or something, which I thought would be perfect.
What do you think about age difference in the couples? Do you think that matter?
I don't think it matters. I think that if the people find a connection and have a good time, that age doesn't really come into play if you're both adults and you make those adult decisions. Obviously, a 14-year-old girl, I don't think, can make an adult decision if she's dating a 34-year-old man, and that would be inappropriate for the man.
So that's called pedophile?
Yes.
Okay, but when you're older than me and I have...
We're both adults. We're consenting adults.
I'm saying it's not considered pedophile? Pedophilism? Whatever?
Pedophilism?
Pedophilism.
That's if the person is under 18. They're considered a minor. So they
that's
can't.
Different in different states. Some
no,
state is 16.
That's the U.S.
No, that's not federal. Some states are 16, some states are 18, some states are 20, 21, something
all
like
right,
that.
All right, let's tell everybody what our age difference is.
Yes, I'm 28.
I'm 44.
Oh, my gosh.
Technically, I'm 36.
Yes, Elena is 44, 36. And we have 16-hour difference.
Not 16 hours.
16 years difference.
When you found out how old I was, then you just were immediately turned off?
Yes. I wasn't even thinking of having sex with you.
Because you assumed you just wouldn't be attracted to me, or no, nothing in common, or what?
I mean, I was so capsulate, if I can say this, like, I was just thinking in some little
bubble
box of whatever everybody thinking is, you cannot date older woman because...
Were, like, you afraid of what your she has friends a background. And family
she
were
has a background.
Think?
She has a backpack already. She has a luggage
a
to
backpack.
Carry.
A backpack.
You have a luggage which you carry
baggage.
With.
Baggage.
You have baggage you carry with. Okay? You're carrying. Like, you're carrying your kids. You're carrying your ex-husband or ex... like, exes.
Lovers. All of my ex-lovers.
Yeah, sure.
There's so many.
I mean, let's talk about something serious.
Okay.
You wanna say how your friends, like, react when you tell them you're with younger guy, or how your family, let's say your son and your daughter, what do they say?
Well, some of my friends that I first talked about you with, I think initially it was kind of just viewed as you were my boy toy. I was just having fun.
Oh, okay. I was a boy toy.
You were my boy toy. And I'm sure that I kind of was thinking that as well once I found out how old you were. I was just along for the ride and excited that you were young and cute. And so my friends, I think they just probably made fun of me about you being my boy toy. Nobody even gave me, like, grief for it. It was more...
But did you share with them our nightlife? Like,
our nightlife?
What we did in the bedroom? Like...
Yes.
You were impressed, or you were like, he's just young and...
No, I'm pretty... I mean, I shared it with William.
Okay.
Yeah. I was impressed. I had a good time. I thought you were pretty good. In the sack.
Okay.
My kids, when I told my son that I was dating, I think I said, you know, I'm dating someone your age. And he laughed and he said, you would. That was about it. And then
I remember he's saying, playing stupid games, winning stupid toys.
That's right. No. He said, well, because you were a turd for a good solid 6 months of our...
You're welcome. Your mom is a turd.
your
mom is a turd.
Yeah, your mom's turd too. You were playing and being 28 and messing around with lots of people, and I would tell my son, and he's like, play stupid games, win stupid prizes, which is so true. I really wasn't winning any prizes with you. I was just having fun.
So basically, I was the winner of this situation, but I didn't appreciate that prize, or what?
I don't know what you just said.
I said, you were let down of me not giving you the right prize you deserve. And basically, I'm the winner of this situation.
I think for a good solid, say, 3 months... I was completely okay with knowing that you were 28 and probably being 28. Then we started taking some trips together, and in my mind, I thought that we had gotten a little bit more serious. And then I come to find out that you hadn't quite gotten on that serious page yet, and that was a bit of a letdown. I think that has a lot to do with your age, but then I also don't want to give you excuses because, you know, at the end of the day, you make your own decisions, and, you know, some of those decisions weren't the best, but...
So
I'm
basically,
okay.
Guys...
But that's the struggle when you date a baby.
Your mom is a baby. Basically, guys...
Wait, what did you think when you first found out how old I was? What was your reaction?
Let's just say to the listeners that we are not gonna only talk about ourselves. We're just sharing our experience, how we go through this, and what we struggle with. That's
I'm
about
gonna
it.
Talk about myself the whole time.
Okay, the whole time of this episode.
me.
What did you ask me?
When you first found out my age, our age difference, what was your initial reaction?
First 2 months, 3 months, whatever, the beginning, I didn't even ask you the age because I knew it's gonna be a problem for me to realize what's your real age. I was guessing you were under 40. I don't know, like mid-30. My point is, when I realized how old you were, I was kind of shocked. I wanted to check your ID. When I told my colleagues, hey, she's 44, like 43 at that time. And you're like, they were like, no, she's not. She's like 50.
No, they did that.
They said she's like 50. Show her. Did you see her ID? And I was asking you, show me your ID. Show me
you
your ID.
You thought that I was older?
I don't know. I didn't know what to believe to. I just want to make sure you're like the person you're presenting yourself. You are.
Your colleagues told you I was 50?
Your mom is 50.
Did they? I'm so annoyed. I'm going to go talk to them.
I don't know. In uniform, you look different.
I look old?
You look like...
Mm-hmm. Cute.
Mm-hmm.
Good. Mm-hmm. This is going well.
next question, please.
What is it? What is the next question?
Well, I can talk you like what Emma say, like your what your
she didn't really daughter... say much. I don't really think she said anything one way or the other.
So she basically know you well.
And I think they already knew that I liked younger men. That was already, it wasn't like you were the first one.
Okay, what hooked you up to like younger men?
I think that my theory is when I got into a long-term relationship with my husband, who's my ex-husband now, we got married at 29. We'd been together since I was 22 and married for 18 years. I think when I got a divorce, I just kind of reverted back to where I left off and where I felt that I was wanting to have fun and experience that part of life that I missed out on. So I think I just kind of jumped right back into my 20s.
So basically you didn't follow the new trend of like be with a younger guy.
That is the new trend and I did follow it.
That's the new trend. Well, and you know, when I came to America and when I was getting like some kind of advices from guys, hey, you have two options to get the girl. The first option is when she's in the college and you met her and you basically start dating her and getting married. Or the second one, it's after the first divorce. After 35.
That's it. Option so number two.
I'm in the option number two and I like it.
You like it?
I don't.
You didn't?
I don't like it.
That's it. We're broken up.
It's okay.
So, but you never did think that you were going to be with an older woman?
I didn't think that way, yeah. Not like I'm attracted. My mind was into young people. As your mind is.
Okay, I can get that.
But over time, I realized you can give me way more, and not only you, but the old people with experience, they can give me way more than the young girls.
So when we break up, do you think that you'll keep your mind open, and will you date a variety of women, or will you go right back to like 20?
I won't limit myself.
You won't limit yourself.
I won't limit myself.
So you'd be open to 35, 40,
I'm 28. Open, yes, I'm open. Everybody who listen, I'm open.
He's open for business. His zipper is open.
Yeah. So that's the new trend.
The new trend is... I don't know if that's a new trend. It's been around for a while. I think it's more popular for a young girl to be with an old man. You don't see too many older women with younger men. But it's out there because I know it's a fantasy of guys in their 20s that...
So when you watch porn...
I don't.
You don't watch porn?
Hardly ever. I don't need porn.
I'm saying, if you play a porn video, are you gonna decide to watch young guys? Like, no, you're not gonna pick guys your age.
I don't look for a specific type of person looking for porn.
Okay, the directory you are looking for.
Honest to God, when I look for porn, maybe it's once every 2 years.
When was the last time you watched porn?
Over 2 years ago. I don't even know. And it would have been like...
So you never watch a porno?
No, I have. I just don't think... I don't need a porn. I don't... Women don't need porn. I know you don't understand this because you watch porn every day. But women don't need porn.
Sometimes more than once.
Okay, well, you're looking... I think men look for something specific on porn. You're looking for a MILF. You're looking for a teenager. You're looking for a schoolgirl. I don't think women do that. Like, I would just look up I don't know, woman riding on top, or yes, woman getting oral sex, like something that would turn me on that way. I'm not looking for oral, man in his 50s.
What about oral sex?
So I'm basically saying that might turn me on.
Blowjob is turning you on?
No, I don't give a shit about a woman blowing some man. That doesn't turn me on.
What is?
A man going down on her. That might turn me on.
Okay.
That's what I'm searching for. I'm not searching for man in his 50s with saggy balls.
Okay, basically, you, maybe I just realized where my limits are coming from my mind. It's because of the porn. I don't watch porn with old girls.
What, like, do you type in? Milk. Teenagers?
No, whatever is on the first page, I just go through there and there is recommended videos and I like click on everyone till I decide, or I just start doing live cameras. They are so popular. I wanna be popular. So basically live. They are sitting on the couch or in their bedroom and they were playing with their turtles.
Maybe we can do that after our podcast fails. We can do live porn. Yeah.
Let's do it with your mom.
Sex with your mom.
Your mom is a live porn.
That's another option we can try.
I'm out.
So what did your family, tell me what your family thought about us dating, because I know you come from
a
very strict, narrow-minded Bulgarian background.
Yeah, it's a different generation, different mindset. People think different. So I came here, I opened my mind. I saw the different cultures and I basically explored more and opened my mind, but they were still in their thoughts and the way of they think. So it came to me like a problem to...
Were you embarrassed?
...share with them my time with you.
Were you embarrassed of it? Were you embarrassed when we started going out in public? Because we took a trip to LA one time and we were on the beach.
I'm not embarrassed of you personally or of...
What about the way people look at us?
I used to be in open relationship and I don't want to show that in public.
What do you mean? When you used to be in an open relationship? I don't get that.
I mean, if I'm with a girl who I just have sex with, I don't want to go with her and show her to everybody, because that show me close so many doors about the other options I had.
So you don't want other women to see you with a woman?
Because if I want to have some relationship with the other girls, that she can possibly see me, I won't be able, because she will be actually see that
you're with someone else.
I'm, yeah, not available.
So rude. That's also extremely immature.
So basically, yes.
No, that's fine.
I was in this age and you wanted to be with me, and when it came to the point that I hurt you, I realized I'm not that kind of person. I'm not selfish. I don't want to hurt people. I just have to start thinking what I really want to get from from you and what I can really give you.
Did you feel embarrassed?
So I get involved in that relationship.
Were you ever embarrassed when we were holding hands in public? Did you feel like people were looking at us like...
You made me feel comfortable after 2-3 drinks. So you basically...
I have to drug you to be with me?
You drug me, yes.
That's nice.
I admit.
That's
you
nice.
You did a good job. And it opened my mind. So let me share with you what I went through and I was struggling to actually say to my parents, I am with older woman. Basically, they were asking me, is it that serious? How long is it gonna take? What is it about? And every aspect of these questions. And I'm like, yes, mom. Yes, that's it. That's serious. Like, I'm happy. Think about this way. What if I bring a boy at home?
A boy.
A boy. And they're gonna be like, oh, no, that's not acceptable. And I'm like, okay, what if I'm at 28, almost 29, and I don't have a girlfriend? No, you have to build family already, you have to have kids. Okay, what about if I'm with the younger girl and she's educated from perfect family and I have a baby with her, we build a home and I'm not happy. I divorce her. No. Once you pick a girl, you're with her forever. Well, no. I'm happy right now. I enjoy myself. I enjoy you. I enjoy your time. And let me be happy. Be happy about me. That's about it. And at that point, they realize that they shouldn't struggle with realizing I'm with other girl. They should accept it and go forward.
Mm-hmm.
So that was about, like,
how far into our relationship was that? That you actually kind of told them, hey, this is serious.
Maybe
last week.
Maybe before Alaska.
Okay.
Like 3 months ago.
All right.
I don't share with them that much because I may not be with this girl tomorrow who I'm dating with, or till I share my happiness, it may finish. You know, sometimes you don't want to tell things to people because it may end up quickly and you're going to be like, shit, I say that and that happened. Oh, yeah. It's like a karma or whatever.
It's like a karma.
Caramel.
Like a caramel in your mouth.
Like caramel.
Like a caramel.
Like in your mom's mouth. Yeah, I usually, when I watch porn, I watch porn with your mom.
Off topic.
So what you think if your son has an older girlfriend, like 15-16 years difference?
That wouldn't bother me at all. Not one single bit. If my son was happy, and I know he's extremely picky. So if he told me he was dating someone who was older, I would know that she was probably pretty great. And if he was happy, she treated him well. I know he treats women well.
So you're not going to say, wait a minute, she's a bitch.
Nothing. Like, no. Mm-mm.
No.
But maybe it's because I have experience with that, so like, you, that's familiar to me.
You open your mind and you realize that's okay. What about if you're 25 and you're dating 15 year older than you guy, and what your mom is gonna say?
My mom wouldn't have cared. My family's, you've met them, my family's so open. And
so when you gave birth on 16, they were fine with that?
I mean, nobody was super happy about that, but what are
so
you
you're
do?
Breaking the limits of...
I like to break all the rules. Okay. I'm a rule breaker.
Okay, okay.
If you tell me I can't do it, I'm going to do it the best I can.
And your daughter? If she date older guy?
I mean, I want her to be old enough to make a mature decision for herself. I don't want her to date a 30-year-old right now when she's 16. Because that's... She's not developed yet.
What if she's happy?
She's not developed yet. She
Who
can't
knows?
Make those decisions.
It's not developed.
I know.
Why you think?
Because she's still a child.
Of her.
She still needs to grow up a little bit. Now, if she's 30 and she wants to date a 50-year-old, whole different conversation.
Well, that's a limit too. That's a limitation you put in your mind.
No, it's not. It's a child. That's a child. At some point, there's a line of appropriate and not appropriate. I know what you're saying. I get it. You're saying that, okay, I'm 16 years older than you. So when I was 32, you were 16. Like, that's not appropriate. I also wouldn't have been attracted to a 16-year-old when I was 32. But you look like a man.
Let them feel the way they want to feel.
Who?
What if young guys watch a porn of...
You and your porn.
Yes, porn influence your mind. What do you mean?
It doesn't influence mine at all.
Because you don't watch it.
Exactly. So yes. Whose mind is it influencing? Yours?
Porn influence the same as influence Facebook and media, because you watch it every day and it comes to your mind every day. Basically,
You're speaking for yourself.
Basically, you don't watch a same porn video every day. You wanted to change it and your mind thinks that you sleep with different girl every time. And your partner over time became boring because your mind it's used to sleep with other girls.
So what if you challenge yourself to not watch porn, since we're talking about porn?
I challenge myself to don't watch porn. I challenge myself to don't jerk off. Like some things. I challenge
I will
myself
never
to don't...
challenge myself to that.
So you, do you jerk off?
I don't jerk off because I don't have a penis.
Masturbate?
Sure.
You masturbate every time?
No.
Every day?
No, absolutely not. Not that much. On a good month, maybe I would do it twice a week. But, I mean, since I'm sexually active right now, I probably do it once a month. Like, I'm fulfilled in other ways.
Feeling.
Since we're talking about sex, what do you think about sex with an older woman?
I think it's...
Did it meet your expectation? Was it lower than your expectation?
I didn't have expectation. I was struggling with my mind limitation about the feeling, maybe. The feeling of, I thought it gonna be huge pussy. Like, I have to put two of my hands inside of you.
Are you serious?
And go with my...
Because I had children or because I'm 36?
Because you gave a good birth. I don't think I slept with a girl who gave a birth.
And was there a difference?
Not really. Oh. You can sleep with virgin and they can still be, not virgin, but they can still be
huge,
wider. White. Your mom is white.
So was my pussy wide?
No. It wasn't, but that's a muscle. And
that's because I do Kegels, girls. 10 Kegels a day. Squeeze while you're in chair. I'm doing it now. 1, 2, 3. That's how you keep your lips tight, ladies.
Show me.
I can't show you. It's inside. You squeeze the muscle.
Okay.
It's called a Kegel.
So you're doing
That's a public service announcement.
So the guys, they... pulling their penis and they hold it for 10 seconds. Is that an exercise?
Is it? I don't know. You're a
guy. I don't know.
To get longer.
I've heard if you tie a rope around the tip of your penis with a weight at the end of it and you dangle it, that you can actually stretch it.
Sure.
Let's try it later.
Let's jump in the water and put it myself in a big stone and I just die.
I still can't believe that you thought that my vagina was going to be huge because I gave birth. You just thought it was like me dripping juice everywhere. Just a big, huge
basically,
hole.
Yeah. Camel toe.
Oh, do you like my camel toe?
You don't have a camel toe.
I can get one.
Well, basically, every girl can get one or what?
Yeah, you just crank it up the middle. You just give it a good crank and pull it to
the
side.
I can do
that
with my balls.
You can. It's called a moose knuckle.
I didn't know that.
What was the question?
So it's not about the limitation of the mind. What do you like or who you're gonna be with? It's only about you to be happy and the person who you're sharing this journey to be happy with. I don't mind people who like, there is a people who like different type of girls. I have friend who like fat girls.
I like fat girls and I cannot lie. No other brother will deny when a fat girl walks in with itty bitty waist and fatness in your face. You get sprung.
No, I'm saying.
That was my rapping skills.
I don't mind fat girls, okay? I don't
mind. You like fat girls? Or you just don't mind?
No, I don't mind people to have different. Like vision about the girls. Yeah, there is other people who like brunettes or just blonde girls or just different type of like Polish or Latinas or Asians, whatever. That's for every train there is a passenger.
That's a great analogy. For every train there's a passenger.
Yes. And there's a ticket which costs money and you have to pay the price.
Pay
for that
the
journey.
Price for your journey.
Okay.
On your train, because you're the passenger.
Your mom is a passenger.
Your mom is a passenger.
How many trains your mom got?
Oh my God, my mom has had probably 8 or 9 trains.
No
and
way.
By trains, I mean marriages.
So you're coming from that type of family?
Yeah. Ooh, we could have a whole episode about my family. It'd be super cute.
Sure, nobody wanna listen about
nobody
our lives
wants
anymore.
To listen about us, period.
Let's wrap that up, okay?
Let's wrap it up like a little gift. Like a Christmas gift.
Thanks guys for listening to us today. We definitely appreciate your time and we wanna give you as much as we can for the time that you're with us. So stick around.
I appreciate you listening to our first podcast and and our second. And feel free to follow us on Instagram at Your Mom Is a Podcast. Send me, you can DM me with suggestions or questions, and we can answer them on the podcast or include your ideas. That'd be super fun.
Yeah, it's gonna be appreciated if you guys share your feedback with us. So, see you in the next episode.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Tell your mom I said hi.